Thank you so much for the opportunity to serve you, lead, guide, and direct it as we pray in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. Bible study from A to Z. We're currently in the word agnostic. And we'll tie in the word atheism along with that. Let me give you a definition of the two. An agnostic is a person who believes that nothing is known or can be known of the existence or nature of God, or of anything beyond material phenomenon. A person who claims neither faith nor disbelief in God, which is actually a total contradiction. You either believe in Him or you don't believe in Him. But for them, that's what they stand on. They try to stand on, well, I choose to neither believe or not to believe. They don't go either way. They say, well, I'm just neutral. I'm a fence sitter. I'll just sit up here on top and watch everything going on. That's their attitude. They like to stand on the physical world, see what they can see, what they can touch, what they can feel, what they can experience firsthand, and that's all they have any belief in. Which is very, very simplistic in that. Very sad, too. But now, the term atheism, they're like an agnostic that has gone a little step farther of admitting what they truly are. Because an atheist is one who has a disbelief or lack of belief in the existence of God or of even any pagan gods. They just take a stand. The agnostic is not even willing to take a stand either way, one way or the other, concerning gods of any source. But when they go so long, then they eventually wind up like an atheist. Unless you get into an argument with them and you show them some facts of the existence of God. And then they go back to, well, I just want to be neutral in all this. I'm not going to have an opinion. They call themselves agnostic. But the word agnostic is actually based on a Greek word, agnostos, which means unknown or unknowable. Because the Gnostos, or Gnostics, is one who seeks knowledge or has knowledge. So an agnostos is one who doesn't know anything. Unknown or unknowable. So they just like, I don't know, I don't care, I don't even want to think about it, is an agnostic. So isn't that... we can see how they are really denying the reality of their own belief or non-belief. They are denying the realization of God's existence that is manifest to all mankind, which we will understand after studying this. But in our scripture verses that we have available from our source there, one of them is Psalm 73. If you will, turn over there. Psalm 73. And we can read a little bit here of the Old Testament concerning these agnostic types. Over in Psalm 73, resources, verses 1 through 12. Get right into it here. Actually, I think they say differently, but I picked it up at 1. In Psalm 73, verse 1, truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, who is this me? If you know on your Bible, some of them have the actual title up there under the title. They tell you who wrote the letter. Who wrote the song? Because this is a song. And this is a song by Asaph. And this is Asaph's words here where he says, but as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. And like some people look around in the world and they see the prosperity of the ungodly, the ones that cheat, the ones that steal, the ones that do ungodly things and make a profit from it. And they get kind of envious of that. And Asaph was saying that and seeing that here. But as he goes on here, for there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore, pride compasseth them about as a chain. Violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore his people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out to them. And they say, how doth God know? Questioning God. And is there knowledge in the Most High? Back to that definition, you know, the known and unknown and unknowable. Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. So you got to wonder, well, why are these ungodly folks being blessed with such material gain here? Sometimes there's profit in sin. Sometimes there's profit in crime. Sometimes there's profit serving Satan. But it's all temporary. It's just this world. For eternity, they're going to be lost. They're going to be in the lake of fire with absolutely nothing but torment for eternity. So where is their riches? They're piled up here. As Jesus tells them, not to pile up riches here, but have your treasure in heaven. Over in Mark chapter 4, let's look at verses 11 and 12. The reason he said unto them, this is Jesus speaking, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. Why wasn't salvation and the Word of God written and provided to them then and now in such a clear way that anybody who read it would instantly be saved? It's because there needs to be faith. You must have faith in Jesus Christ. You must trust in Jesus Christ. And that's not going to come to you by a book that's written out that gives you the head knowledge. Because there are people out there in the world that have an excellent knowledge of the Scriptures. From the front to the back, have them studied, and they even teach them, but yet they have not received it into their heart. They have the head knowledge, but they don't have the heart knowledge. There are things in the Scriptures that are a mystery, that are kept from even those that are dedicated and devoted to the Lord, because they are timed. They are things that are only going to be released at the right time, either the right time in that individual's life or in the right time of the world. And the time of the timeline of the prophecies and so forth, there are things that are in here. This book is alive. I mean, it's just living. Every time you open it up and study it, something else will be revealed to you. It's because you have the Holy Ghost within you. But those out there in the world don't have the Holy Ghost, so it's not as clear to them. And that's what he's talking about here. Those that claim that there isn't anything that can be known of God don't know God. Until they receive him into their lives, they won't know him. They won't recognize him. They won't understand the words. That's what Jesus is pointing out here. And that's one of the reasons why he would teach them in parables, to make it a little bit more of a challenge. You would have to have some more faith and trust in Jesus Christ in order to understand the teachings of his. Because, if you turn over to 2 Corinthians, you can see what they were actually dealing with. These folks that had no understanding of the Scriptures were in a condition that they found themselves because they were listening to Satan, which in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, in verse 3 and 4 here, we see those that are of the disbelief, this is an explanation of them, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the god of this world, who is that? That's Satan. He's the prince of this world, the prince of the power of the air, as the scriptures say, in whom the god of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. Or do they not believe? They don't believe in Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. I think, well, that don't sound fair. Why wouldn't it be so clear so that anybody here read this and then boom, they're a Christian, automatic. Well, it doesn't take any faith for that. We're saved by grace, but it's through the faith. It's through our faith in Jesus Christ, in His finished work, that we have our salvation. So you have to have that faith, that trust. Not just knowledge of the words. John chapter 8, verse 12 reads, Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. But yet you see that Satan has them bag over the head, so they're in darkness. But the light is available. All they have to do is receive it, enter into it, and it will enter into them. In verse 13, The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself. Thy record is not true. Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true, for I know whence I came and whither I go, but ye cannot tell whence I come or whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh, I judge no man. And yet, if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. Then said they unto him, Where is thy Father? Jesus answered, Ye neither know me nor my Father. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. These words spake Jesus in the treasury, as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. The words that he was speaking would have been considered blasphemy to them at that time, but it wasn't his time to be arrested, so they couldn't and didn't. Verse 21, Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. Then said the Jews, Will he kill himself? Because he saith, Whither I go, ye cannot come. And he said unto them, Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Then said they unto him, Who art thou? And Jesus saith unto them, Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Then said Jesus unto them, When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, I was talking about the crucifixion, lifting him up on that cross, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. As he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. These people that are agnostic, these people that do not have the knowledge, these people that do not know, that decline and deny, don't know Jesus Christ. If they knew him, then the truth would make them free. Free from all that disbelief, free from that life and sin. Verse 33, they answered him, "We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?" This is interesting. Let me do a little side point here. These guys didn't even know their own history. When they say they were never in bondage to anyone, children of Abraham were taken into captivity by the Babylonians just 400 years prior to this. So they didn't even know their history to say that they were never in bondage, because they were. Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin." That's the freedom he's talking about. We become slaves to our sin when we're out there in the world. But we have an opportunity of freedom when we receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Then He makes us free of that sin. "And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father." See, he's addressing those that could have been considered agnostic concerning him. They did not want to believe in him. They didn't want to acknowledge him as Lord and Savior. Did not want him to be given the glory that and honor that he should have. They answered and said unto him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus saith unto them, "If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father." Then said they to him, "We be not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God." Jesus said unto them, "If God were your Father, ye would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but He sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word." They were still blinded by their own sinful desires. They were not interested in truly serving God, because if they were, they would have studied the Scriptures. They would have known the prophecies. They would have seen it being fulfilled if they were truly of God. They were of a false religion because they had lifted themselves up and put themselves in positions of authority and rule and reign and profit. And that's what they was all about, just like we read earlier in Psalms about those that gain profit from being sinful. "Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not." The Bible tells us the truth. Throughout the Word of God, we find the truth. The true opportunity of salvation in the Scriptures, an opportunity to have everlasting life. The world doesn't want to receive that. They close their eyes to it. They want to deny Jesus Christ, just like these were doing. Verse 46, "Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do ye not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God." And that is why there are agnostics, that is why there are atheists, that are why there are people that deny God, is because they are not of God, and they deny the truth that He teaches them and proclaims in all of creation, manifests Himself, and they look at it and they turn it into a lie. They deny it. They don't want to believe it, because they are not of God. They are of Satan. "He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God." So it's clear, the ones that are out there that deny Him, that don't want to make a commitment one way or other and admit that they're really anti-Christ, Because you're either for him or you are against him. He tells us in John chapter 14 and verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Jump on over to 15, John chapter 14, verse 15. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Show himself to them. If you become one of his, you will have full and complete understanding of his existence. Over in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to him gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So we see here in verse 9, it was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. So this light has shined into every man that cometh into the world. In Romans chapter 1, one that we use so often because it's so current, Romans chapter 1, verse 18 through 25 today. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. So they don't want to believe the truth, so they call it a lie. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God hath showed it unto them. So even the most dedicated and devoted so-called atheist or agnostic out there is just a liar. Because God has revealed himself to them. But yet they deny it. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not, nor as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. They turned to their so-called sciences and tried to profess themselves as wise and being so knowledgeable that they don't have to believe in God. They are just becoming fools because they're denying the obvious revelation of God and has manifest himself to all mankind, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, into birds, into four-footed beasts, and creeping things. They start worshiping the planet, they start worshiping the animals, start making graven images. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, who dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who change the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator who is blessed forever. Amen. So they turn to other things. Over in 1 John, the epistle, 1 John chapter 2, in verse 22, who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Back it up to chapter 8, excuse me, 1 John chapter 2, back it up to verse 18. Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But ye have an unction from the Holy Ghost, from the Holy One, and ye know all things. Which the Holy One he's talking about is the Holy Ghost that is within you that will reveal all things to you. And that unction is that communication from God the Father through Jesus Christ through the Holy Ghost right into us. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar? But he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ. He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. And that's what we're dealing with. There aren't any of those that are antichrist that are of their own. They are antichrist of Satan. They are antichrist because they've turned down Jesus Christ. They're antichrist because they claim to be agnostic or atheist, but really, you're either for him or against him, as he says in the scriptures. We'll continue this and go over a few more scripture verses and so forth next time, because this is only scratching the surface of this subject of agnostics and atheism. So we will continue this with another episode. But let's go ahead and close now. We're already 5 minutes past. Lord Jesus and Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word. It is so powerful and is so full of all the information that we need. Help us to always dig deep into there to gain that knowledge so that we can go out into this world and help others come and know you. Help others receive you as their Lord and Savior and quit denying you as the ultimate authority. We thank you so much. Lead, guide, and direct it all, that it bring honor and glory to you. As we pray in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen.